When we think of Germany's role in Europe's economic crisis, it is easy to imagine a lecturer
preaching to other countries about the importance of fiscal restraint and the need to make difficult decisions, forcing sacrifice to ensure economic survival.
But some countries are beginning to question whether Germany is following her own advice.
Take Germany's retirement age. Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel has been campaigning to raise the retirement age to 67. That sounds like a sacrifice.
But that's just a proposal. In practice, Germany recently lowered its retirement age to 63 for people who've spent at least 45 years working. It's a move the government says should ease the burden on older people currently working.
That decision is not popular with German businesses or with some Eurozone countries who see some hypocrisy.
They say it is wrong for Germany to demand sweeping cuts in other countries' budgets, even as they beef up benefits for their own citizens. Here's NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson.
One German worker who is jumping at the new chance to retire 2 years early is Robert Bürger from Stuttgart. The one-time auto body assembler at Daimler-Benz, who now heads his union shop, says he will have worked 48 years when he turns 63 and that he's earned the right to start a new chapter in his life.
I love to travel, especially in a motorhome. And naturally, I'm looking forward to having the freedom to decide how I spend my time.
The German government estimates some 240,000 people are eligible for early retirement under the new law. Labor Minister Andrea Nahles called it a matter of justice for people who've worked nonstop since their late teens and paid into the state pension system for at least 45 years. Like Bürger, most of those eligible to retire early have demanding physical jobs. But the new retirement package their government is rewarding them with isn't cheap. German officials estimate it will cost $6 billion this year, a figure that will jump to $15 billion a year by 2030. And it's not just the German taxpayer who will feel the pinch. Businesses will also suffer, says Judith Röder. She's deputy managing director of the Middle Class Federation, which represents some 230,000 medium-sized businesses, a quarter of which expect to lose workers because of the new law. Röder says besides increasing what employers and employees pay into the pension system, the new law makes a growing shortage of experienced workers in Germany much worse. That's because the population of Germany is rapidly aging and there simply aren't enough young people to replace retirees. Critics accuse the government of playing politics. They point out Merkel has pushed for an increase in the overall retirement age, but in this case, her government agreed to lower it for one class of workers at the request of the Social Democrats, who joined her government and are seeking to reward their voter base. Röder complains that early retirement will not even benefit disabled and impoverished older workers who need it most. They haven't worked enough years to qualify and can't afford to quit because early retirement would reduce their pensions, she explains. Supporters of early retirement, like Hans-Jürgen Urban, an executive board member of Germany's Industrial Union of Metal Workers, says younger workers are also criticizing the new law. Urban says that's because the new early retirement age of 63 will inevitably be raised to 65 when the overall retirement age goes up. Back in Stuttgart, Bürger waves off concerns about the early retirement law driving a wedge between the generations. He says he's talked about it with younger workers at his plant, including one of his sons who works there, and that they support the new law. Bürger says younger employees are hungry for the chance to move up the career ladder as more seasoned workers like him leave. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Berlin.